Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, relies on information and technology to carry out its mission to understand and predict changes in climate, weather, oceans, and coasts. The agency depends on the availability of and access to high quality, timely, and reliable information, and the technology that makes it all possible. Both are strategic assets to an agency that understands managing these resources efficiently and effectively is key to its being successful. What is the information technology strategy for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration? How is NOAA modernizing its technology infrastructure and ensuring its IT investments align with its overall mission? And how is NOAA providing a balanced stewardship between information and technology? We will explore these questions and so much more with our very special guest, Joe Klimovich, Chief Information Officer and Director of High Performance Computing and Communications at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Joe, welcome to the show. It's great to have you.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Also joining our conversation from IBM is Paul Kayata. Paul, welcome.
Thanks very much.
Joe, before we delve into specific initiatives, perhaps you could give us a brief overview of the history and continuing evolution of the mission of NOAA. When was it created and how has it evolved to date?
Sure. NOAA is fundamentally a science agency. It enriches life through science. And we like to think about our reach as going from the surface of the sun to the depths of the oceans as we work to keep citizens informed of the changing environment around them. And that can be anywhere from daily weather forecasts, severe storm warnings, climate monitoring, fisheries management, coastal restoration and marine support. Our products and services are vital to economic interests of the United States. We estimated that one-third of America's gross domestic product depends on NOAA products. So it's an important mission. And we have dedicated scientists that use cutting-edge research, high-tech instrumentation to provide citizens, planners, emergency responders, and other decision makers with reliable information when they need it. So we really think we touch the lives of every American, and we're proud of our role in protecting life and property. So NOAA was formed in 1970 as an executive order. The agencies came together. At the time, they were amongst some of the oldest agencies in the federal government. The United States Coast and Geodetic Survey was formed in 1807. The Weather Bureau was formed in 1870, and the Bureau of Commercial Fisheries was formed in 1871. So a lot of history there. NOAA's mission, science, we like to think of science, service, and stewardship. To understand, predict the changes in climate, weather, oceans, coasts, share that information with others, and to conserve and manage coastal and marine ecosystems and resources. And our vision for the future is healthy ecosystems, communities, and economies that are resilient in the face of change. Fundamentally, we're a science organization that is trying to understand our environment and get that information out to everybody as fast as we possibly can.
So it's such an interesting mission. I'd like to get a sense of the scale of operations that you support. Would you describe how NOAA is organized, the size of its budget, number of full-time employees, and its geographical footprint?
Sure. Well, NOAA is a very diverse organization made up of six line offices and many different missions. The National Weather Service is probably the one that gets the most attention, but in addition to the National Weather Service, we got the National Ocean Service, National Marine Fisheries Service, National Environmental Satellite Data and Information Service, Oceanic and Atmospheric Research Service, and then Program Planning and Integration. Our budget in our FY13 request was $5.1 billion. That's a pretty good number, you know, given everything else. And so we have about 12,500 federal employees. That includes the NOAA Corps, which is one of seven U.S. Uniformed services. And then when you look at on-site contractors and associates, visiting scientists, we're about 25,000 total on-site. We have a presence in virtually every state and U.S. territory. I think the last count, we had about 435 buildings across the country, 122 weather forecast offices around the country. We also fly 17 satellites, 8 buoy networks, over 1,000 stations are deployed. We have 19 ships and 14 aircraft, so it's a very diverse set of assets. In addition, we have 3 weather and climate research supercomputers and 2 operational supercomputers. We have 284 data centers all over the country. We have 46 IT investments and 71 mission systems according to our inventory and 47 infrastructure systems. We also are responsible for 13 marine sanctuaries and 1 national monument, and many other commercial fishery plans and fishery councils and so on. So it can go on and on, but it's a very, very diverse and very important and exciting place to work.
Now that you've given us such a great sense for the larger organization, perhaps you could tell us a little bit about your specific area. What are your responsibilities as the CIO and as the Director of High Performance Computing and Communications? How is the office organized, and how do you align back to the mission that you described?
Sure. Well, I like to think of our office as sitting right in the middle of those assets I just described. Our office is responsible for essentially all the information and information technology resources. NOAA spends about $1.3 billion annually on its IT portfolio, and that's larger than all but 4 non-defense bureaus. So it's, and we're bigger than a lot of department IT budgets, so it's a pretty big portfolio. We have the standard CIO responsibilities of planning, reporting, oversight for all those investments, cybersecurity, information quality, privacy responsibilities. My deputy is the chief privacy officer. These responsibilities originate in a lot of statutes, Clinger-Cohen, FISMA, the Federal Information Management Security Act, Information Quality Act, the Privacy Act, eGov Act. So we have to implement all those and monitor all those statutes. I'm supported by a CIO council composed of line office CIOs. And then we provide a whole host of enterprise-wide mission essential IT services such as email, web hosting, networking, security, response, and monitoring. And through our high performance computing and communications program, we're striving to ensure that we've got the computing necessary to propel our science and our service missions, enterprise wide supercomputing to support both sides of that activity. A little bit different is that I'm also responsible for NOAA's Homeland Security Program, ensuring preparedness and response and mission continuity in event of a terrorist attack, disaster, or other emergency. One of the areas that we really spent a lot of time focusing on is a program called NOAA Link, and that's a partnership with our Acquisition and Grants Office, but it's an innovative strategic sourcing vehicle to provide economies of scale and enterprise-wide acquisition for our IT infrastructure and services. And then lastly is that I also serve as the Department of Commerce Senior Agency Official for Geospatial Information and also the Senior Executive responsible for the department's use of the radio frequency spectrum. So all that keeps me pretty busy.
With such an expansive portfolio, and that's quite expansive, what are your top 3 challenges that you face in your position, and how have you sought to address those challenges?
Well, every day we're working on I think, 3 areas that you could have lots of subordinate areas. Number one, and I think it's number one for a lot of CEOs, is cybersecurity. Our ability to execute our mission is at risk every day. Just connecting to the internet is a very dangerous place to be. We had well over 1,000 incidences we had to respond to. Not all of those were obviously penetrations or anything, but a lot of things we have to respond to. This has been highlighted from the Department of Commerce Inspector General as one of our top challenges across the entire department every year from 2007 through 2013 now. It's not unique to NOAA, but we're not excluded from that the same cyber threats. So it's a big deal. It takes a lot of time and effort. The next one I would say is cost reduction. All CIOs are under incredible pressure to reduce their operating costs. We must respond to this. I mean, it makes it challenging that the growth of information is tremendous. It's necessary to improve our forecasts, our services. Yet, so you've got requirements going up, and you've got to improve your security posture. Yet, I've got to drive down the operating costs, and we're also trying to get the right skill sets from the workforce. And if I could add a fourth, I'd say it's the critical skills in your workforce, because that's how you make all this happen. But I think the other area is enhanced portfolio management, because if I'm going to really reduce cost, I've got to get a better handle and drive convergence of those investments, consolidation, standardization. So we're really spending a lot of time on how do we consolidate our IT infrastructure and our services to produce and deliver the most efficient services to support our very important mission.
So speaking of workforce skills, I understand you began your career over 25 years ago with the government at the Central Intelligence Agency. Sounds like a very interesting start to a very successful career. Can you tell our listeners how you began this career and what brought you to your current leadership role?
I have a very different background than probably most CIOs, but I came to NOAA in 2007. And before that, I was in the Department of Defense as the deputy CIO for a National Geospatial Intelligence Agency. And I also served as the Department of Defense senior agency official for geospatial information. So I may be the only person that served as the senior geospatial person for two different cabinet level departments. But I began my career in 1983 with the CIA as an imagery scientist. I was developing photogrammetric math models for the National Photographic Interpretation Center, and did that for about 7 years, and then moved into different line management positions. Stayed within the intelligence community, but opportunity to continue a career advancement. So I moved over from CIA to DOD. All of these positions have been in the information technology, operations, and acquisition. So before that, I received a bachelor's of science degree from Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University, and then a master's degree from Virginia Tech as well. Major areas of study are geodesy, photogrammetry, and imagery systems. That's how I got into the National Photographic Interpretation Center business. It's a little different career. Yeah, but the CIOs across the government, if you look at their backgrounds, there's many different paths and backgrounds that they have, and they all work.
What is the information technology strategy for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration? We will ask Joe Klimovich, Chief Information Officer at NOAA, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.